Are Michigan veterans getting what they deserve in terms of benefits and support? The Veterans Administration says when it comes to per capita federal spending on veterans, Michigan checks in at an average of just over $3,400 per vet. Now, the national average is over $4,800. So that places Michigan last in the nation at 50th out of the 50 states. What's the state doing about this? We're joined now by the director of Michigan's Veterans Affairs Agency, Jeff Barnes. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia, for having us. We really appreciate it.
Good to have you on. Jeff, if you can, will you start out by giving us a sense of what you see and you view as your mission at the Veterans Affairs Agency?
Well, our agency is just nearing 1 year old, and we are charged to serve as a central coordinating point for all things veteran in the state. And what that means is we realized that there are a lot of things that go on for veterans in the community. There's a sea of goodwill that exists. We estimate that there are about 450 local community organizations that have a veterans charge as part of their mission. And we have 14 state departments and agencies. So when we say central coordinating point, it means trying to pull all of those resources together, connect the dots so that it's easy for the vet to identify what they're eligible for and to connect with a service provider that can help them accomplish that.
So when we look at the dollars and cents of this question, why is it, do you think, that Michigan is 50th in the nation in terms of per capita spending on vets?
Well, I think it goes to a few things, and I always like to start by clarifying that that's the federal funds that come back
yes.
into the state. You know, I really think that it rolls around three different areas. The first is awareness. And I really feel that our veterans are not aware of what they're eligible for. And I always give the example that Vietnam-era veterans have had 53 changes of eligibility, expansions in eligibility, in the past 15 years.
Wow.
So if you're not looking back at the federal VA full-time, you probably aren't aware of what you actually qualify for. And it's been the case that week in and week out, we run into veterans that are either foregoing treatment or rationing meds that they're actually fully covered by the VA for. The second thing I would say is that vets haven't needed it to this point. You know, they may have come back. They were healthy. So, the last thing, and I think we've all been guilty of that, we delay that visit to the doctor. But they haven't needed it, or they came back and they got a job that had great benefits packages for them, and so they never looked back to the VA. And for many across the state, with our economic recession that we've experienced recently and some of the benefit reorganizations that occurred, veterans need to look back to the VA because they're probably eligible for something that maybe their private benefits no longer cover. And then the last thing I would say is that the system definitely needed some investment from the federal VA. They've spent millions of dollars in overtime to be able to catch up with the backlog that they had. They've moved to some automated systems that allows us to, at the state end, to be able to enter the data in the claims much more efficiently and have a higher standard of quality assurance so that when we submit it to the VA, we're actually giving them a really good product. And as a result, we're seeing their backlogs decrease. And the average time that it takes for a veteran now to file a claim is about 150 days for a new claim. And that's down from 2 to 3 years that veterans experienced just a couple of years ago. So those are trends that are definitely headed in the right direction, and we feel as a state it's important that we continue that.
Jeff, give us a sense, if you will, how you interface with the VA. And I'm wondering, could there be more cooperation and better interagency communication, or is it pretty good?
Well, you know, that was one of the steps that led to creating the agency, is that we needed to have a better dialogue between our federal partners and then our state and local partners, because a lot of veteran activity doesn't always yield the outcomes that you want. It's about connecting and making meaningful outcomes to veterans that will change their quality of life. And so for us, our commitment and dialogue with the federal VA has been excellent over the past year. But as a state, prior to that, we probably left a little bit on the table as we didn't communicate very clearly with the VA and we didn't understand their needs as well. And so I think it's a matter of perfect timing that the state has made the investment in the Veterans Affairs Agency. And we've got so many partners now at the local and the federal level that I think things are really coming together in a very positive fashion, and our vets are starting to see the difference.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with the director of Michigan's Veterans Affairs Agency, Jeff Barnes. Jeff, can you give us an idea? How much is your budget right now?
Well, our combined budget is a little over $60 million with our homes and our day-to-day operations that we have for outreach and communications.
Is that enough?
It is for now. I think what we have to do is really get the systems and processes in place and then do an evaluation on it. The incremental money that came in to set up the agency was about $9 million, and that allowed us to set up the staffing that we needed. It also allowed us to do some community pilots, in one in the Grand Rapids area, one in the Detroit area. We really use those as vehicles to explore what is working well with our collaboration and where are areas that we can improve. And so we wanted to really tackle the idea that we would provide no wrong door for a veteran. And when I say that, I mean it doesn't matter if a veteran first comes into contact with the Secretary of State's office or the Red Cross. We ought to be able to get them into a customer service process that will allow them to get the full wraparound of benefits that they've earned. And that's an area that we just have not done very well in the past, and that's why the investment moving forward was so critical. I really think, though, what we're seeing from those pilots is that there's a need for real-time customer service and a real central data point where veterans can go and their family members to connect with those services, identify what they could be, and understand how to connect with them. And so we have designed a web portal. We're going to be bringing a call center online. These are all things that we think will create a good customer service experience for our vets.
Because I've got to imagine there are some real generational differences in the vets that you're trying to serve.
There are. We currently run into a lot of things with our older veterans that they may not work on the Internet very often, and they may not have family members that will be able to find things. So there's a lot of face-to-face that's required. For our recent vets from the Gulf War and from post-9/11, most activities are done on the Internet. So from those veterans, we see that they want to find as many answers as they can on their own, and then when they start a discussion with someone, they want to be at the point where they can complete their claim. So it's a little less labor-intensive, but certainly we need to put the information out there for them.
I think it's important that everyone listening understands that you were in the military. You served nearly 10 years as an armored cavalry officer in the Army, and your overseas assignments included a tour in Korea, one in the Balkans, two in Iraq. And I'm wondering, how has that time that you spent in the Army influenced the way you think about the job you have right now?
Well, you know, the military is a great experience, and I really enjoyed the time that I had. It certainly went fast. I think there's a commitment that you have to soldiers that you learn as a leader. I was a commissioned officer in the United States Army, and taking care of your troops is absolutely critical to being able to accomplish your mission. But it creates a relationship that you have that many veterans talk about, and it's that sense of service and sense of meaningful contribution. And so as I left the military, like many veterans, you return back to a civilian life and you really long to find what that connection is. And I think it's served me well because some of the experiences I had during my own transition, my wife is a veteran also, our transition was bumpy in a few places. And I think that really gave me insight into what we should do as a state and how we can connect the dots, make it easier for the vet. And sometimes we often find that the solutions are there, but people aren't aware of them. And so that became extremely important, and I've just been very honored to have the privilege to be able to work on this and see the progress that we've made.
And to vets who might be listening or family members who are inherently, let's say, mistrustful of the government or tried to piece things together and got exasperated not being able to really get their arms around a nice, clean way to get to their benefits, what do you want to say to them?
Well, I would say, first of all, come to MichiganVeterans.com or connect with us through our customer service center, which we'll be rolling out here in about 45 days. It is an opportunity to look back and see what you're eligible for and then allow us to help you connect to that. Because we've got great opportunities out there for our vets. They've earned it, and we are going to do everything in our power to connect them to those.
And family members as well.
Absolutely. You know, most of the time it's our family members that drag us across the finish line, so that's extremely important.
Jeff Barnes, Director of Michigan's Veterans Affairs Agency, and we have put a direct link to the Veterans Affairs Agency website on the stateside page at michiganradio.org, and I'm gathering that's a very good place for vets and family members to start, right, Jeff?
Yes, it's michiganveterans.com, and certainly start there. And we'd love to come back in the future, Cynthia, as we roll out our new call center and share that with your listeners as well.
Jeff, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.